Masechet Bamitzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, Matzah Sparim, Kari Behen Achat L'Shloishin Yom. If you find Sparim, then you should read from them once every 30 days. As Sparim in those days were all written the Gilyom, they were written just like our Sifrei Torah, and they have to be opened once in a while in order to be maintained. So therefore, you should read from them once a month. V'meina Yodea Likrois Goylun. If you do not know how to read, then you should open them up once every 30 days and roll them from one end to the other. Avalo Yomayt Behen B'tchila. Even though you are supposed to read from them once every 30 days, you should not learn from them something that you have never learned, as it would take you a very long time to learn it, and you are not allowed to use it for that long. Below Yikra Achar Imo, when you read from it, you shouldn't have somebody else read from it at the same time, as you might both pull from opposite ends and rip the sefer. Marzak Sus, Menara Achat L'Shloshim Yom. If you find a piece of clothing, you should shake it out once every 30 days. V'shaytcha L'Tzorcha Avolo L'Kvoto. You should hang it up to air it out as much as a beggar needs, but you shouldn't do this for your own kavod. You shouldn't do this to impress people, as it might be a very nice beggar that you want to hang it up so people will be impressed. That you should not do. You should only hang it up as much as a beggar needs it. Klei kesef v'klei nechayshet mishtamish behen l'tzorchan avolo l'shachkan. If you find silver or copper utensils, you should use them as much as the kelim need to be used in order to be maintained, but you should not use it so much that it gets worn out. As the din is, when you find utensils, you should put them in the ground in order that they will be secure. And silver and nechoshes kelim, when they are in the ground a long time without being taken out, get ruined. So therefore, you should take it out once in a while and use them, and then put them back in the ground. Klei zav uklei tchuchet lo yiga behen atyavo elio. If you find golden or glass kelim, you should not touch them until Elio HaNavi comes and tells you what to do with them. As klei zav and klei tchuchet do not get ruined even if they are in the ground a long time, so therefore you have no right to take them out until the owner comes to claim them or until Elio comes and tells you what to do with them. Matza sak okupa v'chol dober shein darko lito hareze lo yito. If a very respected and prestigious person finds sackcloth or a box or anything else that this person does not usually carry around, even if it would belong to him, he is not mechuyev to pick it up to return it. As we learn out from the pasuk, that somebody who is very respected and prestigious and does not normally carry around this type of object is not mechuyev to pick it up to return it. Masechet Bamitzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Eizo hi aveda. When is something considered an aveda that we can assume that the Balaam do not know it is here and you must try and return it? Matzah chamor o para roen bederech ein zu aveda. If you find a donkey or a cow pasturing along the road, this would not be considered an aveda. It's probably the Balaam put it here intentionally and is planning on coming back to get it. Chamor bekelob hafuchem para ratza ben akramim harezu aveda. On the other hand, if you find a donkey with its accessories turned over along the road, or a cow running among the vineyards, this would be considered an aveda. Since the donkey is turned over, probably it is lost. And since the para is running among the vineyards, certainly the Balaam did not put it among the vineyards, since the para can damage its feet on the vine, so it is considered an aveda, and you must try and return it. Hechzira ubarcha, hechzira ubarcha. If you find an animal and return it to the owner, and then the animal runs away again, and you return it again and it runs away again, even if this repeats itself four or five times, you must continue to return it. This we learn out from the pasuk of Hashay Teshivin, that no matter how many times you find the same aveda, you must return it. Haya bato misela lo yomer lo henli sela. If during the time it takes you to pick up the aveda and return it, you are not able to work and you lost a sela, which is 4 dinarim, you shouldn't tell the owner of the aveda to give you a sela. Instead, the owner would give you the compensation like a paul bottle, meaning that normally a person would take a cut and pay so that he shouldn't have to work as hard as he normally does. And since returning an aveda is not hard work, so he doesn't have to fully compensate you. Instead, he would pay you as much as a person would be willing to take a cut and pay in order to return beta instead of doing the work he normally does. And yesham bezdin masne bifnei bezdin. But if the person who finds the avedah is not willing to take a cut and pay at all, if there is a bezdin there, meaning if there are three people there that can form a bezdin, then before he picks up the avedah, he could make a tnai, he could make a precondition in front of the bezdin, saying that he is only picking up the avedah and returning it al tnai, that the owner fully compensates him for the money that he loses since he can't work during that time. In Ainsham Bezdin, Bifnei Mi Yasna Shalo Koda. But if, when he finds the Aveda, there is no Bezdin there, he can't find three people that can form a Bezdin, so who can he make this T'nai in front of? There's nobody there to make the T'nai in front of. So what should he do? He should leave the Metziah where it is. He shouldn't pick it up. As his money comes first, he's not Mechuyev to lose money in order to return an Aveda.